Welcome, neighbors, to Hometown Earth, the podcast that brings a down-to-earth approach to all of your sustainability questions. I'm your host, Lena Sanford, here on the Believe Network. Here, we believe that everyone can change the world. Do you believe? I'm a Midwest gal with big dreams to discover what it takes to reduce my impact on this beautiful place we call Hometown Earth. Join me every Tuesday as we navigate what actions we can take, big or small, to make a positive impact in your life and the lives of your neighbors on Hometown Earth.
Hello, neighbors. Imagine a world where more people take real steps towards living sustainably, where they make conscious decisions to reduce their consumption, take care of their health, and limit their impact on the planet. Well, I've seen this world because that's what we've been building the foundation for with Hometown Earth for the past few years. And I'm so thankful you've been a part of it. I love this definition of intention by Loving Roots Project. Loving with intention means living a better balanced life full of meaning and purpose. It means the activities that you are engaging in are worthwhile to you and focused on betterment. Living with intention goes hand in hand with living sustainably. I genuinely believe that by committing to live with intention and focusing on betterment, you can change habits that have been ingrained in your daily life for years or even decades. Choosing to live more sustainably will create ripple effects on your life and your community, influencing others to do the same. I know because I've experienced it firsthand since the first day I began my journey to living sustainably. This is the final episode of Hometown Earth, and having this community has been instrumental in holding me accountable for the life I want to lead. So here are my final steps for keeping in touch with your intentions. Number one, write down your intentions and your values. Life can sweep us away without us even knowing it. Take the time and energy to think about what you want in your life and write it down. Physically writing things down helps us ingrain those thoughts into our memory and stick to them. Number two, decide what actions you want to incorporate into your daily life. This year, we've gone through so many sustainable habits you could adopt. Decide what behaviors or habits will work for your life so that you can start to incorporate them. Number three, create routines surrounding the life you want to live. Building your habits into your daily routine will help you to stick to them and live the life of meaning and purpose you've always dreamed of. Number four, find a community of like-minded people. Who you surround yourself with is who you become. Try to surround yourself with people who align with your values. Join a community of people who can help you grow and keep things on track if needed. Number five, find a mentor. Time and time again, science has proven mentors as one of the most effective ways of learning new things, and committing fully to living intentionally is no exception. Mentors can help guide you through the process of setting intentions and achieving them. So make sure there's someone who inspires you. And I hope that I've been that for you the past couple of years. But above everything, just try to show up for yourself every day. Once you can do these things, your personal and professional life will grow. Use your knowledge to stand as an example for the rest of the world. Live a sustainable life for yourself, your family, and your neighbors on Hometown Earth. Fight for a better planet. And remember that you do not have to do it alone. The more people committed to living with intention and sustainability, the better the world will be for all of us. I want to thank you for tuning in each week to learn more, and I hope you continue your journey. If you'd like to continue following along with my sustainability journey, and I hope you do, you can find more on my website at lenasamford.com, LenaSamford.com. And I'll end with the same Anna Monar quote that I read to you in episode 1 that reads, "All human beings are my neighbors. We share the same planet." So from the bottom of my heart, thank you for joining me, neighbor.